not going to be working?
Well, if we're sort of jumping around and trying to do that, it might have been just a little bit easier to include faculty in the conversation a little bit earlier. And there was, you know, IT activities. I know some faculty have complained about this whole having to change passwords every 45 days. I understand it, but there wasn't any context provided. The absence of search committees, the rumor, and let me say it's rumor of our continued participation in the Faculty Resource Network. There was a faculty member who communicated to me that we were going to be out of that, and that's a wonderful opportunity for faculty to go to NYU in the summer, do some professional development, expand their skill sets and professional expertise. And if we weren't involved in that decision about why we wouldn't be in that, that seems to be a shared governance issue. The university curriculum, senior master's thesis, in the governing policy of the Board of Trustees on page 8, it says university curriculum is part of shared participation. And so when it comes sort of top down and not laterally, it makes some folks question whether we've got actual shared participation or not. And we had somebody from the commencement committee actually tell us that we're going to be presenting an honorary degree, and I found in the board regs on page 70 that process is supposed to include faculty as well. And when I checked with the faculty senate president, he said that it hadn't come through him, and that is the duly constituted organ of shared participation at the university. So it's those sorts of instances that have faculty, I'm not going to say get twisted, but sort of question the commitment of the administration to shared participation. And what we understand is, you know, there's very few administrators on this campus that have been here as long as I have. And I still consider myself sort of junior in that. We've got a faculty member in my department who's been here for 40 years. Administrators come and go. And unfortunately, the decisions that they make can have long-term implications for us that sometimes aren't good. And so having some group of people that can bring some history and some context before decisions get made helps the university in the whole, and we don't have to go reinventing the wheel every so often as regimes change. Thank you.
More comment, public comment? Hearing none, we do have a matter that we have to vote on, and that is the action items that, to the degree that were or were not, that were in the executive session. So the chair will entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the lawfully closed meeting and approval of special board meeting minutes. So that's going forward. Is there a motion?
I make the motion.
Second. Already moved.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Kerr?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Now the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. It's been moved.
Second.
I'll be moving second.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Kerr?
Yes.
Trustee Finney.
And thank you all.
Okay.